259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Your calls about anything, if you make them. Otherwise, we're going to tell you about things that are interesting to us. And one of those stories has to be this cybersecurity story. This is not good.
The czar.
This is not good. And it is something that, you know, you could have guessed was going to happen eventually. I mean, it seemed inevitable that the government was going to try to worm its way into your internet connection. And maybe it won't start there, but the door is about to be broken wide open. At least that's the way it sounds from my initial look at this story. We're going to get to that, but first we're going to your calls about whatever is on your mind. It's Matt, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt, Mark, Ian.
You're Matt.
Hi. This is the intern, by the way. Just want to say hi, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, this is your intern, right, Mark?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
I wish Guard would have been there last Saturday because you had a Mike
Guard,
and Marty.
Oh, wait, that was two Saturdays ago that was Guard here. Okay, good. Why should Guard have been here?
Because on Saturday, Mike and Marty from WFLA called, like, in succession of each other.
Yeah.
And these guys were just, like, they didn't know their history. Mike said something about, well, America, they don't invade countries. And I'm like, excuse me? The country of Panama would not exist. Have we not created it from the Colombia?
Yeah.
And the guy made the point for the Latin guy, I believe his name was Marty. He made the point for me when he said that he invaded Panama and got Noriega back in the early 90s. I'm like, yes, that's what a client state is.
Yes,
Marty.
Right.
And even if you don't invade them, like countries like Mexico, you hold the purse strings. Like, oh, yep. This is the drug policy you will have, and if you don't have this, then we won't give you the money. And I'm like, whoa. So he was just so off base, and so yeah. I'm just so glad. I wish Guard had been there because I know you're a history buff, and you'd have called him on it right there.
Well, it's like blanket statements like that. They puff up the whole American psyche of our nation is a good nation, and we eat apple pie, and we walk on clouds.
You know,
we would never attack Mexico and take California or anything like that.
When we kill, it's always God approved.
Right. God loves America, and when we do it, it's okay. Our politicians can't possibly make mistakes. The thing that bothered me was it wasn't Marty. It was the other guy that called in, and he made it seem like we were, you know, he said things like, you guys are idiots because...
That was Mike,
yeah. You guys are idiots because you want to pull all the military back to the United States.
You have no answers, too, is what one of them said.
Right. And he said, what happens if you get attacked by airplanes? And I felt like I should have said, I didn't say we were going to blow up our airplanes. We don't have to have people in 131 nations in order to be able to fend off an airplane attack, for God's sake.
I mean, what? It was madness. You know, I'd like to insert here that I got an email today from the program director of WFLA-FM in Tallahassee, which is one of our newest affiliates. And I think at least Marty, I think, was calling in from Tally on Saturday nights. And
going
he happened to get
to
an
Tally.
Email from one of his listeners. Dear sir, I deliver the New York Times. That's about all you need to know, right? On Saturday nights. And I've always looked forward to your talk radio program on WFLA 100.7 between 8 and 10 p.m. I do not recall, and by the way, we're on all 3 hours, I do not recall the man's name right now who hosted the program. This is the program that was on prior to Free Talk Live. So he liked it, but he doesn't remember what the show was called. And he's continuing the email, but he has apparently been replaced by two young men and a different program. The replacement show is really bad. I would suggest you listen to the two fellows just once, and you'll agree with me.
As though the program, like he didn't know.
Right, as though the program director was just adding a show to his radio station without having any idea what he was getting into.
How did those guys get on the station I run? What the?
So he goes on to say, I will not listen to them, and I think probably lots of others won't either. I'm afraid you'll lose advertisers too. Once again, please listen to this program and maybe have others at 100.7 listen, and I believe you'll realize you've made a mistake with this one.
So,
oh, my gosh.
It's not a show for old people, that's for sure.
Hey, but, you know, I wanted to comment on that whole, you know, sort of America first, jingoistic sort of thing. You know, it was rife in the Republican convention. And now that Obama is starting to carry on some of the things that the Bush administration was doing, that the Clinton administration was doing, and nobody heard about it, like Operation Echelon and things like that. Now that the Obama people are carrying on 90-some percent of what Bush was doing, all of a sudden it's sort of like, well, we tried, but, you know, it has to be done. These things have to be done now.
It's necessary.
So, yeah, we have to eavesdrop, and we have to have a communication czar, and we're going to have to be in Afghanistan. We, of course, meaning all the people who don't even vote for this nonsense and have their taxes taken.
Matt, other thoughts?
Well, the thing is, I understand you guys came from Florida, and if that's what Florida has to offer people like Mike and Marty, I don't blame you guys for moving to New Hampshire. Because I would have moved too. And that's another thing I want to ask you guys about, because I'm looking into a new free state project, but as you can probably tell, I'm black. And there seems to be a contingency that goes along with this of some racism that, you know, as a black person, I'm just like, it seems like such a great idea. But
wait, what racism are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, there's a contingency, like, I know, not you guys, Mark, Ian, and Guard, it's not you, not at all.
Yeah.
But I hear callers every now and again who are free staters who are like, you know, it's some key words that I just hear, and it's like, I don't know.
Well,
you know,
I can't say I've ever picked up on that.
Well,
hopefully those aren't free staters.
I'm no expert on you know, like the key words that one might pick up on, but, you know, if... there'd be a lot of ostracism going on, at least in the Keene area. I can't speak for the rest of the state. I don't live there, but I'm of the opinion that if any Free Staters were like that, they would be ostracized by the other porcupines.
Yeah, dude, let me tell you, everybody, I grew up in New Hampshire, and, you know, everybody that I know who is in the Free State Project and the people who call in, other than, you know, an occasional goofball named Scott, who's not in the Free State Project, but, you know, seems to
he's pretty bad.
Yeah, you know.
He's just some douchebag.
Yeah, he's not involved.
In the state,
but
does he?
Everybody I know involved in the Free State Project is just hardcore, you know, be good to your fellow man and treat him with respect type person. So.
Matt, you've got, and the thing is that you have to, what you have to understand about the culture here in New Hampshire is it is extraordinarily white. So they have as much prejudice here against black people as you might have against Eskimos. I mean, there's no black people to hate. So therefore they don't hate black people. And I've never experienced anything like it.
Okay, well, hold on a second here. I can say that this is, as anywhere else, a place where somewhere out there there are some racists.
There's got
to
be some.
So to pretend like there are no racists in New Hampshire, I know you're not saying that, but it kind of came off that way. As far as Free Staters are concerned, I've never heard any of them echo anything like that, and if they ever did, then I would certainly ostracize them. And I would like to know.
I know you would.
I would like to hear you name some names as far as who was letting off some alerting words, because I never noticed it.
Well, I mean, this is over years of having listened to the show, so I mean, I'd have to go back to the archives and go get to that. So I'll have to rescind the statement there, since I have no evidence of such to put out there. So
let me tell you that there was a band called Poker Face that played at one of the, I think they actually played at one of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals, and then later on it was discovered that they had some sort of anti-Jewish section on their message forum, and they tried to put up a good front and to pretend like they weren't racist, but there was some real digging that went on, I think, on the behalf of a number of Free Staters, Dale and myself, as well as Rich Goldman, the organizer of the Pork Fest, and basically, you know, we told these guys we don't want to have anything else to do with them, and that I told one of the organizers of an event they were going to play at that I didn't want to come out to their event if they were going to have these guys, and they were banned from the event at that point. So I would say there have been Free Staters that have taken action to ostracize these folks. There's evidence of that happening, not the other way around. Thanks, Matt. I understand your concerns, and let us know if you hear any of those key words, because I'd like to know who it is that's uttering them. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, your show, you bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231, it's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, all of the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Mark, I know you want to get back to the racism topic. We'll make a note, we'll come back, because we got more calls to get to here. Also, want to tell you about our friends over at SACL CAI. If you need collections done, these guys do it with respect. They're going to help you keep your clients when all is said and done. Head over to SACL CAI's website. You'll find their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. SACL CAI collects with respect. Let's continue with your phone calls going internationally to Anthony in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Anthony. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir.
How are you guys getting on? You well?
We're getting on great. What's on your mind, Anthony?
I just wanted to ask you guys, how do you think that, like, things in the U.S. should be done in a more international way? Because the troubles that are facing the world and the people, you know, are being controlled internationally. So unless there's, like, an international movement against it, then you're not going to have real results. You know what I mean?
I don't really know what you mean. Do you mean, like, intervention-wise, the United States military going out there? You mean economically or maybe that and more?
I know. Well, I think that, like, well, I personally think that the actual, most of the governments are really against their own people worldwide. And,
yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So that it has to be more grassroots international movement, because if everyone in one country, you know, tries to change things, then they're just going to be stomped out. It has to be, you know, more international sort of movement.
I see where you're coming from. I like the big picture thinking. I just don't know how possible it is. I mean, it's difficult enough to get activists together on a local basis, let alone have some sort of international movement. I mean, maybe I'm just not a big enough thinker for something like this, but I can say that one of the main reasons I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project was because the activism down in Florida just was almost non-existent. Anything that did exist was my creation, and I just can't even imagine coordinating any sort of efforts with anyone else anywhere else. It's just very, very difficult, especially amongst liberty-minded people. Trying to get them all to agree on doing something is like, as they've said, herding cats. And it's very difficult.
Anthony, do you think that there is something to be gained, and Ian and Mark, too, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. Do you think there's something to be gained by sentimentally everybody speaking out in various countries to show that it's not patriotism or nationalism or something like that that drives the desire to be free, that it's a universal feeling and we're all speaking up about it? Don't mess with our money. Don't mess with our lives.
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't have to be a rigid movement where it's everyone is in part of one group. It's just an umbrella sort of an idea. And, like, I think if something like that happened, a lot more people would be open to the idea, and a lot more people would be more open to the ideas, and, you know, they could get more motivated. But if you want to control things, divide people up into countries, imaginary lines, divide people up by their skin color, by their religion, by their class. You keep dividing them up, and then you control them completely, you know. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Your observations are correct there.
I had a great conversation with Wayne Simmons, the author of Drop Dead Gorgeous, about this, because he grew up in Northern Ireland, and he, you know, his story is set in Belfast, and he has two characters in the story after this zombie apocalypse happens, and there's basically no government, where one was an IRA actionary, and another was a British soldier, and they had no... they had no governments to fight over now. They were just two people, and there was nothing driving them for their differences. And clearly these arbitrary lines that are set up, I mean, you can see how ridiculous it is in the Middle East with the lines that were drawn up there over the past century and a half. It pits people against each other. I mean, we have enough problems with clans, and all the problems that clans have brought up through the centuries. Now it makes it even worse with governments. So, yeah, there's a lot to be said about that. It's too bad people like Bono and those guys who are supposedly so pro-peace out there waving their white flag when they're out, you know, performing at Red Rocks 20 years ago wouldn't understand what real peace means. You know, they don't want war, but they're certainly in favor of groups of people being completely aggressed upon and having their stuff taken to pay for other people for their health care or whatever, because he thinks it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? I mean, as far as getting people around the world to be active for liberty, I mean, what would you propose?
You have to see. I think people are so ridiculously controlled by the media. You know, completely brainwashed out of it. Like, you're talking about Bono there. He's just another form of distraction from moving away from the reality and that the planet is in. Or, like, take, for example, a charity that's, you know, trying to, suppose they want to bring aid to some Africa or wherever. They can't bring any change when they're in the financial system that we're in right now. It can't happen. Like, the whole system is based for exploitation. You know, globalization, that the whole thing is, It's so nonsensical. Like, it's,
well, the deck is certainly stacked against us, and I thank you for the call, Anthony. As far as actually encouraging people to do things, of course, every situation is different by whatever country that that they are in. Some countries, they have a little more leeway to speak out. I mean, over in Iran, they've got a total media blackout right now. I saw that in the news today.
They've got a revolution going on there right now, practically.
They shut down the mainstream media, but from what I saw, apparently Twitter is getting through.
Cool.
So, God bless the interwebs.
So that's kind of one of the things. I mean, he was pointing out that the media is helping divide people, that the media is controlled essentially by the same interests that in many ways are represented by the governments.
I think everybody knows this.
Everybody does know this. Yeah, they, but it's the internet that is breaking that.
The conservative media, the liberal media. By the way, if you're of the opinion that the media is liberal, just listen to some of the liberal talk shows. They'll tell you that the media is conservative.
Conservative, sure.
Because the fact is, the media doesn't serve anybody, and it must be the bad guys to whomever's watching.
Right.
Media statist.
They have friends. They'll find their friends in the state. It's easy for them to get stories from their friends in the state, and they'll promote whatever their friends in the state are going to be promoting. So you'll get Newt Gingrich on Fox, and you'll get James Carville on ABC. You know, I mean, whatever. But, there is this sentiment that I feel when we hear a person like Anthony speaking, calling in from another country, these common feelings that we have, and you really wish that you could do more to get an international movement going. I think what we're doing right now is a start, and the more people work to promote things on the interwebs and stuff like that, the best it is for us internationally. And then if they can hit stuff in their local localities, that's great. What is it? Act globally and locally if you can. You know?
I think that we need to focus locally, but be aware that we're being watched globally. I think that the internet is allowing us to break through the old paradigm of the old media. New media is on the rise. Certainly it hasn't supplanted old media yet at this point, but it's in the process of, newspapers' throats are being slit right now as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all good. And what it means is that for those of us who are focusing our liberty efforts here in one place, specifically New Hampshire, because we see this as the best opportunity for liberty in our life, and hundreds of people from around the country and even around the world. So the Free State Project is an international movement, and that people from around the world are focusing in their efforts in New Hampshire. Once we can build a voluntary society, or, at the very least, a much smaller government society, we can show the world that liberty works. We can be that beacon on the hill again for the rest of the world to say, wow, I want that. Whether that means they're going to come here and join us, or whether that means they're going to be that much more incented to do it where they are, I think that we can have a success internationally by focusing locally. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart. And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Top story over at freedomsphoenix.com. It's Abracadabra Obama. Healthcare reform is a shiny object. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. It's where we get a lot of the show prep for this show. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Yep, news, opinions, and good stuff over there. Ernest Hancock, the man behind the site, is one of the most active activists I've ever seen.
He's awesome.
He's a dynamo.
He's insane.
He's the guy who developed the Ron Paul Revolution t-shirts, right?
The whole concept.
He followed them up to the Tonight Show and all that stuff.
He followed the revolution like a wave around the country.
Billboards. He's a really good guy.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Freedom's Phoenix.
We continue with your calls and still across the pond again to Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Ziggy.
Hi, guys. First of all, I'd like to say thank you. I never did for you guys brought me and Gart together. I never said thank you.
Sure.
I want to do that.
You know, one of the things I really like doing on this show is introducing our listeners to other great liberty-oriented content. And I know that somebody could say, well, Ian, doesn't that mean they're going to listen to your show less? It's possible, but I think that if we have people listening to what they think is the best programming, whether that's Gardner's show or our show or both or Free Minds Radio or whatever it is that they're tuning into, at least they're still listening to something liberty-oriented because we're not the right fit for everybody. Even though we're a liberty-oriented show, we may not be exactly right for everybody.
You don't talk about Doctor Who enough.
Exactly.
Definitely not the right fit.
Which I'm sure me and Gart will be doing sooner or later.
I watched it as a kid. I liked it as a kid. Yeah. Saw a few episodes as an adult, and I still like the show. I still haven't watched the Red Dwarf.
Red Dwarf. Yeah. I just gotta say, from my perspective, I just think it's awesome. I get so excited knowing that Ian and Mark are here, and the way that they look at it is the exact same way that I look at it. So why not spread the word? You know, Ziggy, it's the same thing you feel that I feel, and it's awesome when you meet people who come from different perspectives and they believe in freedom. So it's great. I mean, here we have two callers from across the pond who feel the same way about trying to stop the state from messing with people as we do. And there are all these great people coming up with resources. It's awesome. And by the way, Ziggy, I got your email, and we will get you scheduled for a podcast over at the website. Thanks.
So what else? Anyway, anything else?
I wanted to talk about South Africa hosting the Soccer World Cup next year. Before the Athens Olympics, there was a whole lot of media hype about how the Greeks weren't going to get all the buildings ready on time, how there were going to be security fears and whatever else. Now, this has started again over the Soccer World Cup being held in South Africa, because South Africa are deemed to be a developing nation. But personally, I think this is just Western snobbery.
Now, you were born there, weren't you?
Yeah, and, you know, I still go back sometimes. And, you know, I don't know how you would define South Africa, South African, but, yeah, you know, when I go back there, it does feel like I'm going home.
I
think that the World Cup will do, you know, South Africa a good deal of good, considering, you know, the history of South Africa.
So is there a chance that the World Cup will not go to South Africa, or has it pretty much been a decision that's been made?
No, it's already made. What they're saying now is, the stadium's going to be ready in time. It's this Western...
Well, they're always going to be critics.
The only places that you can hold the World Cup or the Olympics is either Western Europe or the United States and North America.
They're always going to be critics, Ziggy. You can't let them get into your pants, because it's just going to irritate you if you allow them to. You just have to let them say what they're going to say. I mean, if they're not going to come, they're not going to come. If they're going to complain, they're going
to
complain. What can you do?
The Olympics is a worldwide sporting event, and it needs to be held in different places around the world. It makes sense to me that it would be in South Africa, at least the first time.
The one thing about I would say about the South African World Cup is that I think most of the money is coming from the private sector, not the government. Because the government, if the South African government spent billions on the Soccer World Cup, they would come in for a lot of criticism about the other problems which South Africa is suffering from.
Helping poor people, etc. Hey, Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight. I wouldn't be too concerned over it. If they've got the deal, they've got the deal. Obviously, there are people that are worried about whether they're going to pull it off in time or how appropriately they're going to do it. Only time will tell as to whether or not they do it. If they don't pull it off very well, then they probably won't get it back, right?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We continue. Jamie is in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, fellas? I told y'all I was going to call back about my jury duty summons.
Speaking of other good liberty-oriented podcasts, Jamie from the Mike and Jamie Show, also known as Wheels Off Liberty Podcast.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that.
Yes,
but I went to court today, and there was about 150 people in there that had the same pieces of paper I did. Now, apparently in Oklahoma, since my last name's Crane, it starts with a C. Well, say 10% of the Oklahoma population, which I know that's too high of a number, has a last name that starts with a C, then the jury will be made up with 10% of last names that start with the C. So I didn't get selected. There was absolutely no questions or anything like that. But I wanted you guys and your listeners to know the little speech that the judge gave. And he said some people will take advantage of the system and say that they're going to plead guilty, only to come up here once we don't have a jury and say I plead not guilty, and they're taking advantage of the system, and that nasty Constitution allows them to do so. That is the word
being facetious
from the judge's mouth.
He said nasty.
He said that nasty Constitution allows them to do this.
Wow.
I didn't have a recorder, but I promise you that is the word. From the judge.
Well, I got a story for you, man. I was watching our local news here in Manchester, New Hampshire one time, and Manchester is known as Manch Vegas because they had a lot of video slot machines.
Because people don't get out much in New Hampshire.
Yeah, private betting is obviously illegal, so the only ones who can legally do stuff are the states that run a numbers racket. So people run these video things in the back of their video stores and stuff. So I saw a story about how a guy had been busted for operating one of these things in the back of his video store. And I thought, oh, man, I wish I could get. I knew I had jury duty that I was supposed to be pulling. And this is a number of years ago. I wasn't, you know, full-on anarchist as I am now, not as willing to sort of skirt things. But so I said, boy, wouldn't that be great if I could get on that case? You know, I got sat down for it. Well, sure enough, they bring us inside. And I don't know how they did it with you for jury duty, but when you go in, they sit you down, and all of the people are split into little groups later, but they sit the bulk of everybody in one big room. You get in there, and they give you your duties and rights as jurors on a sheet of paper. So I lifted my hand, and I said, excuse me, Your Honor. And he says, yes. I said, I see here on the rights and duties of the jury, you haven't listed the common law ability for us to be able to nullify laws if we find that the laws are incorrect.
Go home, son.
We don't want your type around here.
So I said, get yourself a drink of the water at the fountain on the way out. And
yeah, you know, there's like 150 people in this room. They're all looking at me and like, huh? And I was like, yeah. And I said, is that something we can still do? And he says, well, yes, the young man is right that you can do that. So later they moved us into the separate rooms and they're picking people for juries. And guess what? The guy I saw on TV for the video poker in the back of his video store, he's in the room. It is that case. I got seated on the jury, and the prosecution, no. Yep, you know how the prosecution and the defense, they can pull people off if they don't want to.
Oh, dear.
Prosecution had seen me in the other room, and they had me pulled off.
Damn.
Oh, that would have been a great opportunity to nullify the law there.
Yeah, you got it. Wouldn't that have been cool? So it's amazing. The justice system, they just... Any way they can possibly screw around with people, they will.
Jimmy, any other highlights?
That's about the only highlight of the deal. It's pretty uneventful. But
did you bring any FIJA information around and feed the rest of the people that were there?
I did not. I was going to wait until I got on the jury itself before I brought up the FIJA. And my co-host, Mike, he was going to make up some nifty little cards that advertised our podcast to even give to the jurors.
Let's get you a plug right now. What's your website?
WheelsOffLiberty.com. It's brand new. Everybody check it out.
Ooh, I haven't been to it yet. I'll have to go take a look. WheelsOffLiberty.com. Of course, also available on the Liberty Radio Network. Jamie, good hearing from you. Keep up the great work out there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, jury stories or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free and find out. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your calls about what you want. It's Jason in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Jason.
Hello. Hey, am I on the air?
You are, yeah. Jason. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was calling because I've been listening to you guys for a while. And, Mark, I want to thank you for bringing up the Quaker thing.
Sure.
After you started describing it and what you had found just by looking around the internet, I did the same thing and thought, wow, that pretty much describes how I feel. And
so what is a Quaker for those that are listening for the first time?
I guess the core of it that I got was that there's no hierarchy of religious organization, and you follow what you feel God or your higher power or whoever is speaking to you directly. I don't know.
Some of the central tenets would be peace.
Right. And that peace, honesty, simpleness. Those are some of the Quaker things, the tenets, I believe. But, you know, another thing that I like about it is that the Quaker religion, if there is such a thing, believes that God speaks to you, and that's as valuable as any of God's other words out there. So, you know, the things that God says to me are more important to me than what the Bible says.
Because those are words written by men who...
2,000 years ago. Yeah. For men 2,000 years ago.
I had a great conversation with one of the guys who supports me over the website, a man named Mark Canny, who came up. He's a Free Stater who came up from Arizona, and a great guy. And also with Ferb, you know, from Freedom Book Club. And we had two conversations with these guys talking about religion and government and the supposed there's a problem that a lot of particularly evangelical Protestants feel. Catholics tend to be on this side, too, for some weird reason, that somehow in order to protect supposed natural rights, the state is legitimized. That small government has to exist. God granted us the United States of America government, the Constitution, that there was some divine intervention for the founding period to give us the Constitution to provide with small government to protect our rights. And I said, well, look, in order to, as we know, in order to
except for the protect, Indians, of course,
yeah, except for the them. Yeah, exactly. And so what you say is, look, for those people who are religious, how is it that you can stand for something that by its very existence must prey upon natural rights in order to supposedly protect them? We get that fallacy that you give up some of your rights in order to have the bulk of them protected. Really? So if I opt not to give up my rights, can I hold on to my property or will it be taken from me? We don't give up anything voluntarily when government's involved, because then it's not government. Well, then it's a business. It's
you've
a private...
benefited from it your whole life.
Yeah, so it's interesting when you look at religions and the Quakers, it seems like the more personal your relationship with God, the less you rely on this idea that there has to be a state apparatus to uphold what you've got. It's very interesting. A lot of people, I think, maybe it's a broad brush, but most of the people that I know who stay away from churches, and I'm not saying all of them are bad, but they tend to not like supremely organized religions because they inculcate people with this idea that authority has to come from someplace else.
It's an authoritarian structure itself. Yes. I mean, the organized religions are authoritarian in that they're top-down. You've got the preacher who's up at the top, and if it's a Catholic church, for instance, there are people that are above him. And and then the diktats come down from those who are on high with the connection. You know, the Catholic Pope's got his red phone that goes straight to God when he picks it up. He's the only one with that, so they claim, right? Yeah. So it's this very authoritarian top-down structure, whereas the Quakers, I just went to my first little Quaker gathering, what do they call them, meeting of friends, this past weekend. A handful of the liberty activists in the area accompanied Mark, and it was good. There was nobody who was in charge, and there's no one who is in charge. It's very interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I did look up a meeting, and I've been there three times now, and an interesting group of people, and they, all of them, or I should say, none of the people I've met were lifelong Quakers. They all had issues at some point or another with churches that they belonged to, and they left the church, whether it was Catholic or Lutheran or Protestant or Baptist, and became Quakers, and the groups that they've... the Quaker groups that they found have all been very active in fighting for peace, and that sounds kind of funny there.
Well, you know, I have to bring something up that I think is very interesting. I hope you'll find it interesting, too. In the conversation I had with my friend Ferb, who's a Mormon, he talked about the tenet of unrighteous dominion, and he discussed how within his church it is not right to hold unrighteous dominion over someone else, to tell someone else how to live his life. And in fact, if you want to be a moral creature, if you believe in God or Christ or whatever, you know, that religious side of things along the Anglo-Saxon or Judeo-Christian tenets, then you can't believe that government should be there because you can't fully exercise your morals. Because if you've got some sort of arbitrary, abstract entity that will punish you with jail time or beatings or something like that, you're not allowed to actually explore and exercise yourself to the extent that God wants you to. And so this unrighteous dominion thing is a neat idea. And one of the conversations I had with my friend Mark, he said, look, you know, Christ was the ultimate anarchist. You are not supposed to have any god above the real God. So how is it that you can have two kings? You can have a king ruling over you within the power of the state, and you can have the king God. You can't have two kings. You can only have one. And so the idea is oppose all that arbitrary control and go with what you're supposed to do under God's dictates. It's not state. It's within you, and it's your relationship to the Creator.
As you understand it.
Yeah.
And not to mention the state, every single time the state asks more than God does. So
they don't ask.
Well,
demands. Right. Demands, yeah.
God asks and the state demands.
Good point,
and
man.
They set themselves up as a God above God because of their demands and the way that, you know, they are the God of this world is the way they set themselves up. And it's just, you know, it's illegitimate.
Good thoughts.
Hey guys, there's one other thing that still relates to Quakerism, but it was brought up in the last meeting I went to, and that is the idea of the tax protest or the war tax protest.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's been going on for quite a while, but it's not real widespread because I hadn't heard of it before. But there are Quaker groups out there that have escrow accounts that you can send your whatever portion of your taxes you don't want to send to the government, can send it to this escrow account, and they'll keep track of that for you. And you say, hey, federal government, I'm not giving you these taxes because I don't want it spent on killing people. and these escrow accounts will protect your tax dollars. Now, that doesn't protect you. It's still this is still a protest, and but most of these accounts are set up or have, I guess, a way for you to get money sent back to you if the government comes after your property, and let's say they put a lien on your house or something like that, and you know, you're saying, okay, I give up. These escrow administrators will send you the amount that you have deposited so that you can pay the federal government. Some of them also have separate accounts set up that you can donate money to help people fight that, and they call those penalty accounts or something like that. There seems to be several of these. There's at least three large ones that I found on the Internet, and I'm sure if you look up Quaker or Friends tax protest escrow, you can find something on the Internet if you're interested.
It's an interesting idea. I mean, I certainly like the concept that you might be able to throw in and help somebody else out who's in a situation like that. But whether your money is sitting in the Quaker account or it's in your account, if you're planning on caving in and giving money to the feds, they're just going to take it out of your bank account anyway. So either way, right. If you're going to cave, then they're going to have your money.
Wouldn't it be interesting if you could actually draw out some sort of religious tenets? And I'm sure you know we often just fantasize about this, to have a religion that says, according to the Ten Commandments, it says, "I am the Lord thy God, that thou shalt have no others above me, hold no others above me." Wouldn't it be interesting if you were to say that the state tries to hold itself above God and have me answer to the state rather than to God and what God dictates? Therefore, I shall not give any money to the state. I shall not conform to the state's rules. I will only conform to rules I come up with voluntarily with other people who are God's creatures.
Well, I'd be willing to jump on with something like that, as long as some other people would, because it's hard to go and do that all alone. Thank you, Jason, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Jason does point out that there are a great deal of Quakers out there that are protesting the government, protesting the war by not paying taxes.
Yes, he's right. And he also pointed out that most of them are unsung. Where are all the news articles hailing the Quakers and talking about their stories? I haven't seen them.
It's true.
Which is sad. I mean, it's just the major, the mainstream media cutting these guys out and keeping the state afloat, basically, with their obfuscations. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.